Welcome to Economically Speaking, the information podcast designed to bring you the latest economic development news in the town and the surrounding area. Hosted by Babylon IDA CEO Tom Dolan.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Tom Dolan, and you are listening to Economically Speaking. Today, we're inviting a couple of, we have a couple of special guests, but one is a guest that has been here a couple of times, Liz Meraki from the Babylon Citizen Council on the Arts. Her role is that of executive director. We also have with us here today the president. We're very happy that he has stopped by. His name is Sean Cullinane. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, huh?
Yeah, no, it's a great thing. You guys are obviously celebrating a very important milestone right now with BACA, where you're going to be celebrating 50 years. But maybe before we get into that, one of you can just kind of share with us the kind of the role that BACA plays here in the community.
So BACA is a nonprofit arts council, and we provide cultural events, concerts, art exhibitions, and all kinds of arts related programs and services to the community throughout the town of Babylon, but also our reach extends across Long Island. We, of course, have programming that we offer, but we also offer as a resource center for any artists or community members who would like to learn more about arts opportunities here.
Yes, no, that's great. And again, it's you've been here in the past, Liz, and you have shared with many of us. So if anybody wanted to go back on any of the other episodes that we've done, they can. And it kind of shares and walks them through a lot of those things. But Sean, maybe you can introduce yourself and the role you play here.
Again, thank you for having us here today. Yeah, I'm the president of the board of directors. We have a 17-member board of directors, all volunteers. And their commitment is to support the Babylon Citizens Council on the Arts and to get our message out across the town of Babylon. And we're very pleased and happy to be able to do that. We are here in Old Town Hall as our main office, but we reach across the town of Babylon. We have a facility, our performing arts space in the village of Lindenhurst. We have two of our major activities, the annual Bluegrass and Roots Music Festival and the Pomonok Powwow in Tanner Park and Copenhagen. We've recently done a new program up at the mansion space up in North Babylon. We're in the town hall annex with our art education classes. So we're practically around the town of Babylon. We're very happy to do that and excited to do that.
That's great. And I could say from sharing this place, we're in Old Town Hall. We have an opportunity, us here at the IDA, to see some of the talent that comes in here with the artists from, I think, from kindergarten all the way up, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've enjoyed that as well. So with celebrating 50 years, you don't have the same color hair as Sean and I, but maybe you guys can just kind of walk us back 50 years ago and where this all, how this all came about.
So back in 1974, there was a small group of artistically inclined folks who decided that Babylon needed to have an arts council. And they were able to incorporate the Babylon Citizens Council on the Arts through the Department of New York State Department of Education as a not-for-profit membership organization. And from there, it grew. Art classes were started. And several major programs were begun, most notably the Pomonok Powwow that's held every year. We've had that for 42 years. So it was one of our early programs that we did start. And it's either it was at Tanner Park in Copenhagen, or for a couple of years, it was also at Town Hall in North Lindenhurst. And for over 22 years now, we've had the Bluegrass and Roots Music Festival, which is another great event, also at Tanner Park. So over the course of time, just different programs, different needs came about, and BACA has continuously grown, and we're really, really happy with the growth of the arts, the art programming that has happened over the course of time.
Sure. And again, you got, like I said, you guys do a terrific job with all of this. But, you know, again, I want to think back, and maybe if you can kind of share, because today we have social media, right? We have a lot of ways to get to connect with people and to get the message out there. That you probably had to utilize some resources in the area. And can you kind of walk us through maybe what that looked like a little bit?
Well, when you go back 50 years, you're talking about newspaper ads, you're talking about flyers, you're talking about
Sure.
word to mouth, person to person, you're talking about billboards on the side of the road. None of the social
Right.
media, none of this type of contact was available then. So as that has grown, we certainly have grown and tried to take advantage of the new medium. So television, radio. In fact, one of our first, if I think he was our first executive director, but it was a gentleman named Mike Kenny. And he promoted Baca through a regular radio show that he had on WNYG in West Babylon there, 1440 AM. And he did that for many, many years. And it was a country music show, but it
Right.
was a Baca sponsored country music show. And Mike Kenny was the host. So, It was those type of activities that
Sure.
kept us moving along.
Sure. We didn't know any better, right? So you had to utilize those resources.
I would say we haven't abandoned those forms of outreach and media. I would say, and as opposed to changing our methods, we've just expanded them. Still, word of mouth is a great way to, get the word out about our programming. We still have newspaper articles. We still try to get involved in radio and other opportunities. But I think, especially with the pandemic, the use of technology has really expanded for us. And it's really only offered additional opportunities for us to reach out across the town. So.
Sure.
That's a great point because one of the great programs that was developed in the last couple of years was a Zoom class that, in fact, I think Liz started it.
Of course, it was a terrible thing, the pandemic. That goes without saying, but there were some positive things that came from it. That
Agreed.
being one of those things being that some of our membership and the community at large, I think, has gotten a little bit more comfortable with the use of technology like Zoom, and that has really opened a lot of doors. We had some programs that started out. One was a weekly meetup to keep everyone connected because, of course, we could not be in touch with each other.
Right.
And while that began on Zoom, it's now expanded to a monthly meetup in person at Muni's Coffee Joint in Lindenhurst, and also a second meetup at a hopscotch bottle shop in Deer Park. And those meetups allow the artists to really connect with each other. So whether it's virtually or in person, there's different ways we can do that. And another way we were able to utilize that technology is we're currently we have on view an international art exhibition. So we were able to connect artists here on Long Island with artists in Italy, and
Wow.
they had in common that they used found materials in their artwork. So they were able to speak with one another, exhibit their art on a virtual exhibition, which actually we began using a software to do virtual art shows. Which now we use not in place of in-person art shows. Unfortunately, that was the case. We have,
Right.
I know Sean mentioned some of the longstanding programs. One of those is the 34 years of an annual judged art show. And during the pandemic, of course, we had to, have a virtual exhibition, but now we're using that as more of an additional offering that we can
Right,
have
right.
rather than a replacement. So it's really, the technology is amazing, really.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, no.
that juried art show is ongoing now here at Babylon at Old Town Hall, and it goes through
It goes through October 18th.
That's right. And we're going to need that room October 19th, so we'll look. I'm teasing. But no, it is a great thing. And I got to tell you again, from an economic standpoint, looking at the people that pass through here, you know what I mean, in the community that stop by just to see that, and here they are in the downtown, you know, so it does bring people out in the downtown. And I know you did a lot of things during COVID to bring people to some of the art shows that were brought outdoors.
Yes, actually, and especially thanks to the Town of Babylon LDC and the IDA, who sponsored the Babylon Together project during COVID-19. So we were really able to do a lot of innovative programming that way, outside, safe programming. While we weren't able to do our normal programming, it also really expanded our reach, and we began some new programs. And a lot of public arts projects that were made possible through that initiative. So, really a lot of expansion.
And I think when you talk about the economics, I think a lot of people fail to realize that there are a lot of economic pieces that are involved when it comes to the arts. You know, Yeah,
They're
they're
active
buying
buying
it too.
too.
They go to the local paint store, the local supply store. So they're buying canvases, brushes, paint, things of that nature.
Right.
A lot of the people that we have with the art center in Lyndhurst, we know that they're going next door to the pizzerias or to the local wine bar or something like that. So they're bringing people into the theater, doing their particular productions. And they're also bringing the patrons who have seen the show. So those people are walking downtown. So
Sure.
they're doing a lot of
Right.
that type of activity. Just purchases of supplies, just the whole little odds and ends networking that's
That's
going
going
on
on economically.
economically.
So we
Absolutely. And
can
I've
go
noticed too,
to
even live
live
music
music
is
is back.
back. Right.
Big
There
there
for
for
a
a while.
while, DJs
DJs came
came
in
in
and
and took
took over,
over, but
but
I'm
we're
seeing
seeing
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
live
live
music
music lately.
lately.
Two
Two man
man
groups,
groups,
five
five
man
man
groups,
groups,
but
but
it's
it's
been
been
great,
great,
and
and
that's
that's
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
people
people
in
in
the
the
downtown.
downtown.
Matter
Matter
of
of
fact,
fact,
there
there
is
is
something.
something.
I
I
saw
saw
a
a
post
post
of
of
you
you
having
having
an
an
event.
event.
Is
Is
it
it
this
this
week
week
at
at
the
the
Lyndhurst
Lyndhurst
location?
location?
Yes, we have a jazz concert. It's an educational performance on the evolution of jazz. It's sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts as part of a Roots Music and Education series. It's with Richie Iacona and Madeline Cole, and it's free. Doors open at 6:30. It begins at 7, and then they're going to walk us through the evolution of jazz. So it'll be educational, but also a concert.
And
So
that's at the Arts Center in
at the Arts
Lyndhurst.
Center.
That's awesome. And that's right on Wellwood Avenue, right? In the village of Lyndhurst. And we'll go, and I'm going to remind a listening audience too to go to the show notes after this episode. And we'll have all the contact information and all those things that Bach is going to be doing. But before we get to the main event on October 17th and talk about again the
Milestone
milestone event
event
that
that
you're
you're
having.
having.
Where
Where
do
do
you
you
see
see
Bach?
Bach?
Where
Where
do
do
you
you
see?
see?
So
So
we've
we've
talked
talked
a
a
little
little
bit
bit
about
about
50
50
years
years
ago.
ago.
You
You
kind
kind
of
of
share
share
with
with
us
us
post-COVID
post-COVID
and
and
some
some
of
of
the
the
things
things
you've
you've
been
been
able
able
to
to
do
do
to
to
expand.
expand.
Do
Do
you
you
have
have
any
any
vision?
vision?
You know, where do
Where
you
do you
see
see
it
it
going?
going?
Is
Is
it
it
really
really
just
just
mainly
mainly
maybe
maybe
reaching
reaching
out
out
to
to
additional
additional
artists
artists
and
and
continue
continue
to
to
bring
bring
artists
artists
into
into
the
the
program?
program?
I think one of the reasons why Baca is still here after 50 years is because we are aware of the changing needs of the community and are always thinking of ways to meet those needs. So I think that that will continue on for the next, hopefully, 50 years, and that it's an important part of just staying connected to the community, listening to the community. A lot of times our artists or community members inform the things that we do. So I think, yes, ex additional expansion, just making sure that we continue to serve the community.
Yeah.
And as part of that, we're constantly looking to be diverse in terms of the program that we do, in terms of the representation on
Representation on
our
our
board.
board.
So
So
we're
we're
constantly
constantly
looking
looking
at
at
that.
that.
And
And
I
I
think
think
we've
we've
been
been
very
very
successful
successful
in
in
that.
that.
We're
We're
also
also
fortunate
fortunate
that
that
in
in
the
the
immediate
immediate
future,
future,
we're
we're
going
going
to
to
be
be
seeing
seeing
an
an
expansion
expansion
of
of
our
our
outreach.
outreach.
We're
We're
in
in
the
the
process
process
of
of
working
working
with
with
the
the
Village
Village
of
of
Amityville
Amityville
right
right
now
now
on
on
the
the
renovation
renovation
of
of
a
a
historic
historic
home
home
in
in
the
the
Amityville Village. And that's
That's
going to
going to
become
become
another
another
venue
venue
for
for
art
art
classes
classes
and
and
art
art
showcasing
showcasing
That's
in
great.
the
The
Village
Village
of
of Amityville.
Amityville.
We're
We're
in
in
the
the
process
process
of
of
developing
developing
our
our
plans
plans
for
for
some
some
small
small
expansion
expansion
of
of
the
the
Art
Art
Center
Center
in
in
Lyndhurst.
Lyndhurst.
We're
We're
going
going
to
to
get
get
some
some
additional
additional
space
space
in
in
the
the
back
back
and
and
upgrade
upgrade
our
our
facilities
facilities
like
like
our
our
stage
stage
and
and
our
our
lighting
lighting
and
and
things
things
of
of
that
that
nature.
nature.
So
So
we're
we're
going
going
to
to
be
be
looking
looking
good
good
at
at
that.
that.
And
And
we're
we're
anxiously
anxiously
awaiting
awaiting
the
the
ribbon
ribbon
cutting
cutting
at
at
the
the
Town
Town
Hall
Hall
Annex
Annex
for
for
our
our
art
art
education
education
space
space
that
that
the
the
town
town
is
is
judiciously
judiciously
working
working
on
on
right
right
now.
now.
And
And
we're
we're
anxious
anxious
for
for
them
them
to
to
finish
finish
up
up
so
so
we
we
can
can
get
get
some
some
ribbon
ribbon
cutting
cutting
on
on
that.
that.
So
So
we're
we're
going
going
to
to
be
be
expanding
expanding
our
our
space.
space.
That
That
allows
allows
people
people
to
to
take
take
advantage
advantage
of
of
our
our
education
education
classes
classes
and
and
program.
program.
That's
That's
great.
great.
It's
It's
also
also
partnerships.
partnerships.
I
I
think
think
that,
that,
you
you
know,
know,
that's
that's
a
a
really
really
important
important
part
part
of
of
it,
it,
is
is
just
just
continuing
continuing
to
to
develop
develop
relationships.
relationships.
And
And
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
the
the
things
things
we
we
do
do
would
would
not
not
be
be
possible
possible
without
without
our
our
partners.
partners.
The
The
two
two
major
major
events
events
that
that
Sean
Sean
mentioned,
mentioned,
the
the
Pompanoag
Pompanoag
Powwow
Powwow
and
and
the
the
Long
Long
Island
Island
Bluegrass
Bluegrass
Festival,
Festival,
those
those
are
are
made
made
possible
possible
by
by
partnerships
partnerships
with
with
the
the
Bluegrass
Bluegrass
Club
Club
of
of
Long
Long
Island
Island
and
and
the
the
Pompanoag
Pompanoag
Native
Native
American
American
Festival
Festival
organization,
organization,
including
including
the
the
IDEA,
IDEA,
like
like
we
we
mentioned,
mentioned,
you're
you're
an
an
important
important
partner
partner
to
to
us.
us.
So,
And the town of Babylon
Town
is
of
a
Babylon,
venue
of course.
Suffolk, so we have
We have
some
some
great
great
partners
partners
in
in
a
a
lot
lot
of
of
the
the
things
things
that
that
we
we
do.
do.
That's
That's
great.
great.
You know, you're
You're
talking
talking
about
about
all
all
the
the
programs,
programs,
and
and
I
I
know
know
Liz
Liz
on
on
past
past
episodes
episodes
you
you
talked
talked
about
about
also
also
as
as
part
part
of
of
all
all
of
of
that
that
and
and
the
the
expansion
expansion
that
that
you're
you're
talking
talking
about.
about.
Artists, you're giving artists an opportunity to go out and make a business like that. And obviously, we know a lot of artists that are very successful, but I think it's important to say that part of your programming is to help people to develop a business from this.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to be an artist and to be successful at art. For artists who endeavor to basically have their own business, we have resources for that and have had some professional development opportunities. Arts organizations are businesses themselves, employing people, engaging in marketing, et cetera. So.
Great.
Directors of plays, the actors, the builders of the sets, technical people. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into, especially in the background. And again, it's all part of the economic engine, the economic plan.
I
No, I
actually
think
have a
again. Oops, sorry.
statistic from the this is a 2022 statistic. The Long Island Arts Alliance, this is another organization here. They did a study called the AEP6. And on Long Island, nonprofit arts and cultural organizations spent an estimated $178.4 million, which supported 3,164 jobs, generated $50 million in local, state, and federal government revenue.
Wow.
So it is an important part of the economy.
Absolutely.
And there's also the thought when you kind of look into it, the value of having very vibrant and very ingrained arts cultural program in a community, in a township. It's what people want. It's not only do they
Absolutely.
want a nice home and a safe neighborhood, but they want to see what is their education envelope in their town. What is their cultural envelope in their town? So we think we're providing a very, very great resource to people in general when it comes to what they're looking for in their community. I believe sincerely that we in the Babylon Citizens Council of the Arts are as comparable to the Islip Arts Council or the Huntington Arts Council, which have been known for many, many years as outstanding programs. I think we're right there with them nowadays in all that we're doing.
I'm with you. I agree. Absolutely. And again, I get the opportunity being a resident of the town of Babylon. I do get to see a lot of the things you guys do, and it's very good. So let's talk about October 17th. There's going to be a pretty special event happening, and maybe you can kind of share a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really excited. This will be the 50th anniversary of the creation of the Babylon Citizens Council on the Arts. As I mentioned before, in 1974, a small group of people got together, had the vision and the foresight to create BACA and allow it to grow and helped it to grow over the course of time. So we're here to celebrate that. So our program is going to be multi-phase, but we're looking at a segment to talk about the past, another segment to talk about what's going on right now, and a third segment to talk about the future. So we want to tie these things together and not just be, 50 years old, but
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we've been able to accomplish a little of that today, because I think it's important that people get to see not only where this has come from, but again, where you're going with this, right? So that's October 17th and location.
We're going to be at the Pyrmont in Babylon Village, 6:30 to 10:30. As I said, we have a program laid out in terms of reviewing our history. We'll also be honoring Dr. Mark and Dylan Perlman, who are the owners and operators of the Argyle here in Babylon Village, as our recipients of the Senator Owen H. Johnson Lifetime in Arts Achievement Award.
That's excellent.
We're going to be giving that to them this year, and in appreciation and recognition of what they've done with the Argyle Theater here in the Village of Babylon. And it has reached not only the Village of Babylon, but across the town and literally across the island. It has become a very well-known theater playhouse.
Absolutely. And again, we talk about, right, the economic factor, and these gentlemen are getting people to come in and spend dollars right here in the village from across the area. They talk about that. People come in from Manhattan. They do a reverse commute to come here. So that's wonderful that you're honoring them. And I couldn't think of two more deserving gentlemen, as they've done a lot of work. And matter of fact, they're upgrading again across the street. And people, that's another episode we can do with them again. So is there anything else you'd like to share with the listening audience or any final thoughts that you have?
Again, there's just so much to do. There's so much we are doing. I know the staff doesn't have enough time in the day to do all the things we ask of them, and we just hope to continue being on the right path and grow and help have the town of Babylon and its residents embrace what we're doing in Bacaville.
Sure. And again, congratulations on 50 years and congratulations for the work that you guys do. I get to see it again up close. I will be at the event, so I'm looking forward to that. I didn't understand. What is a cocktail dress like cocktail hour? No. I'm teasing on that. But anyway, we want to thank you both for being here today. I want to remind the listening audience, please go to the show notes. There'll be all the contact information for Baca on their upcoming event, October 17th, and any future events that they'll be having. If you go and plug into their website, it's constantly updated, and they'll be able to let you know exactly what's going on. So with that being said, I want to thank all of you for listening today. Again, my name is Tom Dolan. You've been listening to Economically Speaking. Have a great day.
This episode of Economically Speaking podcast was brought to you by the Town of Babylon IDA. To find out more information about today's topic, our guest, or to simply stay connected, please visit the show notes where you'll find all the relevant links.